Good idea. We know there is a mitzvah to sit in sukkah. Is there a mitzvah to construct the sukkah? We usually assume that constructing the sukkah is a heksha mitzvah. That's not the actual kiyama mitzvah itself. The Tziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, has a fantastic kiddush based on a comment that Rashi makes in Maseches Makis, that whenever you have Rashi, it would appear that we should apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha to the construction of the sukkah. You should, if you have time to, if it's possible, a person should try to make his own sukkah. Even though it's not the mitzvah, but the Netziv came up with a new chiddush. There's a new category in halacha. There's a heksha mitzvah hakasa b'Torah. Whenever the Torah writes, let's say, asiyas ha-tzitzis, yasalahem tzitzis, al-kantiv yignein l'dayroysim. So to shear off the wool from the back of the animal, you wouldn't say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. And to make the tviyas hachutim, to take the wool and to convert it into string, that's also not a heksha mitzvah kos b'Torah. That's a heksha mitzvah, so again, let someone else do it. But the tying on of the chutim onto the beged, if a person knows how to do it, then he has time. He should really do it himself. Better, rather than buy the talis from the store that already has the tzitzis tied on, if you can buy the talis separately and the tzitzis separately, tie on the tzitzis yourself, since that's a hechshe mitzvah, kosa b'torka says, we also have tzitzis, so you should do it yourself. Or, uchsavtam al mezuzas b'serach b'sherach. The mitzvah is not to write a mezuzah. If you write a mezuzah, you don't hang it up on the doorpost, you're not yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have it on the doorpost. But since the Chumash writes, uchsavtam al mezuzas, the ksivas al mezuzah, it's a hechshe mitzvah, kosa b'torka, so Rashi in the Makis seems to have this chiddush that by asiyas ha-sukkah, we would say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Hilchos Sukkah, the Shari Tshuva, next to the Beheita quotes, that Talmud Chacham is not permitted to do malacha b'farhesya. There was a rabbi in New York whose wife didn't feel well, so he went shopping in the store. So the Baal HaBatima fired him as he went shopping in the store for groceries, because this was years ago. A European rabbi. A rabbi is not allowed to do malacha b'farhesya. But it says to construct a sukkah, that's okay. Or like to construct a makkah, that's okay. Because that's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. So that's a mitzvah. So that the Talmud Chacham is permitted to do. So that's what the Netziv has this fantastic chiddush. That the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Stasel Lachol Shivas Yom Yibas B'cham Megar Nacham Yikvecha. So the simple pshat in the Pasuk is, Chag HaSukkah Stasel Lachol, you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkahs for the duration of 7 days, at that season of the year, the ingathering season. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain the whole summer, so they leave all the pears in the farm. It's not going to get ruined. And the sukkahs is before the season that is going to start to rain, so you gather everything in. So that's the pshutu shal mikra. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Leave out the word chag for a moment. Sukkahs tasulcha. You should construct a sukkah. Tasulam in a osui. Shibas yamim, the sukkah should be ruya l'chol shiva, should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If you make a sukkah, it's not ruya l'chol shiva, a wobbly sukkah that's only going to last for 1 or 2 days, so you're not even yotze for the 1 or 2 days. It has to be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And what should you make the schach from? But the psal is going to be yakim. So according to then the Gemara says, but the word chag sticks out like a sore thumb. How do you interpret sukkah's tassalcha? You construct the sukkah, but it says chag. Gemara says, no, chag doesn't mean a holiday. Chag means a korban chagiga. Chag means a yontem on which you bring a korban chagiga. We call chag purim. Chag purim, chag gadol, hula yehudim. So we call it chag purim. That's not really in biblical Hebrew. That's in modern Hebrew. We call Chanukah chag ha'urim, the holiday of the lights. Or Chag HaSmicha. In Europe, they made the Blina Yeshiva made Chag HaSmicha. So strictly speaking, it says the Ramo writes in Hilchas Shmini Atzeres, you don't refer to Shmini Atzeres as Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. It's not a Chag. Chag is only a Yontif on which you bring a Korban Chagiga. So it's true. The word Chag means Yontif, but it means Yontif, a Yontif on which you bring a Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says Sukkah Tasel Choyishi construct the Sukkah Tasel Lamanasa, etc. Either word Chag. So the Gemara Darshan's Chag HaSukkah is hyphenated. You should construct the sukkah which has the status like a korban chagiga. Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah. That's how you know that the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah side. So that's the first din in constructing a sukkah. The Netziv says that based on his Rashi in Makkos that the mitzvah bo yesem b'shlucha. More correct is that you should construct the sukkah yourself. You shouldn't have someone else do it for you if you have time. You really should. The Mishnah and Tesam and Aleph has a machlokes b'sham and b'sil where they need asir l'shmo. So the Bavli presents that according to Basil, you just do not require asir l'shmo. Period. You don't need asir l'shmo. Tesis quotes the Rishalmi at this that it's not so. Rishalmi says even according to both agree you need asir l'shmo. The machlokes b'sham and b'sil is how much do you need asir l'shmo? Let's say this is the roof of the sukkah. The b'sham say the whole schach. From one end to the other, all the ischach has to be placed on lishma. Misilah say, if you put a tefach al tefach lishma, or you put the mashuv al pnei kula lishma, so that's sufficient. In other words, they both agree you need asir lishma, they just argue to what extent, how much hanochas haschach has to be lishma. So some achrayinim assume that this Yerushalmi is only lachatchila, some even say that it's even b'dievet, ashayla. The Nafkimina will have, let's say, the Nachri put up the schach. So the, whenever you need something done lishma, the Gemara says the Nachri cannot write a get lishma because Nachri adaita the Nafshei Kovet. The guy is thinking of his own thing. The guy is always thinking of his own thing. Why there's such lahachis nikkas, such anti-Semites. They're always thinking of their own thing. It's a strange Gemara. Adaita the Nafshei Kovet. So Rav Chaim in his Sefer quotes from the Dayan, from Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Brisk. And that's the way the Goyim say like that. The Rishonim quote and Goyim like that. That whenever you need something lishma, only one who's yeshdim b'toras that mitzvah can create lishma. It doesn't mean the Goy is lahaches hadaita d'nafshi. He's always thinking how is he gonna trip up the Jew. It's not some anti-Semitic intention that he has. Al pidin, a Goy doesn't have the mitzvah of sukkah. So he's not capable of thinking lishma. Women also, Rabbi Natam says that women cannot tie tzitzis because that's a machlokes of Rishon. Whether tying, that's it. I was mishing to the wrong page. That's a tesis in Gittin and Hamavayis, not in Sukkah. That's in Gittin and Hamavayis. So the Rabbi Natam says that whenever you need lishma and a mitzvah on which the women are putter, women aren't mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis. It's a mitzvah says that she has madrama. So if a woman will tie the tzitzis onto the beggar, lishma, pidin is not called lishma. A woman is not interested in tripping up her husband, but that's the halacha. A woman is ain't a b'teira, so she cannot create lishma. A mazel that women are mechuyev in matzah, otherwise they wouldn't be able to bake the matzahs. In Europe, the women always used to bake the matzahs. Almanas always used to bake the matzahs. That's how the Rishonim say. A goy cannot bake the matzah. They quote from the goyim. A goy cannot bake matzahs because goy is ain't a b'teira. So whoever is ain't a b'teira cannot create lishma. The women are potter from sukkah also. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Chesed and Beis, sukkah is gambach rakvash, is kosher. Sukkah constructed by a woman is good. So the Rishonim says, so they ask Akasha and the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds that if a woman ties the tzitzis, it's no good. How come the woman can put the schach on the sukkah? So the Achrayim all answer because we pass like Basilida, you don't need lishma. If the din would have been like Beishama, that you need Anochas Haschach lishma, a woman would Gamach Rakvash, but not be kosher. If a goy would put up the sukkah, the schach, or Anisha would put up the schach, it would taka be possible. So the shayla is, let's say, in Yeshiva. The maintenance people, the goyim always do everything, so they put up the whole sukkah, they put up the whole schach. So there's one Moshe the plumber, there's one religious boy who works on the maintenance staff, so he always insists that he has to put up the schach. Because according to the Yerushalmi, some achrayim say it's even leikuvim. According to the Yerushalmi, even according to Basil, you have to have hanochas haschach lishma, at least part of it, at least tefach al tefach, hamashu al pnei kula, you have to have lishma.
Chidush has to be lishma.
I mean, chidush and lishma
are the same thing. It's a
lechadish b'davar. Yeah.
Chidush could be a
chidush
without lishma.
I don't think so. No. So lechadish b'davar means if the sukkah was constructed in the middle of the summer, more than 30 days before, so it wasn't put up lishma, so then you have to tzach lechadish b'davar. You have to make something lishma. If you're just going to put it up, pick it up and put it down, not lishma. So it's the same as it was built before. So what do you gain? Lechadish means lechadish lishma. Yeah. Let's say
you gain l'shem tzel, no? You would gain l'shem tzel if you.
Well, it was put l'shem tzel. It was put up in the summertime l'shem tzel. You put up the sukkah more than 30 days before sukkahs, so you put it up l'shem tzel, but it wasn't l'shem sukkah. So according to the Bavli, Basila would say that it's kosher. And Yerushalmi says it's a lachatchila, or even liikuva. Maybe Yerushalmi is choyel kan abar. That's not enough. Even Beis Hillel insists that you do need lishmo. You have to put a part, at least part of it has to be lishmo. Let's say, according to the Netziv, who had this Rashi and Makis, that you say, mitzvah bo yisim and mishluchai, putting on the schach on top of the silk. It says, taka mitzvah bo yisim and mishluchai, to put all the schach. Or is it enough to put part of the schach? So that's a shayla, let's say, in Bedikas Chom, it's also says in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah bo yisim and mishluchai. I can appoint someone else to do the Bedikas Chom, if they're reliable, if it's an intelligent person who knows what he's doing, he's not a half-wit. So I can rely on him, but it's mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gada, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. Let's say I have a home that I have 14 rooms. So I don't have to be boidik all the 14 rooms. If I'm boidik one room, so that's considered mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. I'm yotze. You don't have to do the entire mitzvah. So here also, mistama on the sukkah. You have a big sukkah. If you put a little schach, based on zayin al zayin, one part of the sukkah is already kosher. If you want the rest of the sukkah to be kosher, then you have to put more schach. If you have, let's say, three walls like this, and I put zayin al zayin over here, so I only have one wall. If I put the back part of the sukkah over here, so I have one, two, three, I have three walls, and I have schach zayin al zayin. If I put the rest of the schach, so the whole sukkah will be kosher. If I won't put the rest of the schach, so at least this part of the sukkah will be kosher. So that's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. I fulfilled mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. I'm putting miktsas in the schach. Based on that prima gada. But let's say I'll just put schach in this corner. Here, the three walls, one, two, three. I'll put schach zayin al zayin here. And it's nowhere there. It's nowhere near this wall. So I didn't really make a kosher b'shluchah. So is that sufficient for mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah? It could be that you accomplished nothing there. Could be that mitzvah by the prima gada that the Mishnah Berurah quoted by Bedikas Chometz, he says, if you bought one room of the 14 rooms, so then you say, mitzvah bar yosem, you satisfy mitzvah bar yosem mishluch, at least one room is baduk. But if you just put a little schach, that's questionable. A lot of times when you have a bris, so the moel can set up the system in such a way that the father can cut a little bit, and the little bit that he cuts doesn't accomplish anything. The kid is just the same oral that he was before. So some say that that's mitzvah bar yosem mishluch. The father should do the first incision. He should do the first cut. I wonder whether it's so. Is that you accomplish mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah? He accomplished nothing. He just did a little cut. I thought the pashtus says that he accomplished nothing. So I thought by the sukkah, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah can be fulfilled if you do part of the schach. If part of the schach is machshir, a section of the sukkah. But even after putting up the part of the schach, you weren't machshir anything. I don't even think it's a miktsas. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk that that it's only kosher for schach if it's psol is gorim v'yekiv. So the Gemara says that there are three conditions: it has to be gedul karka, has to be tolush, has to be dov she'ena mekabel tuma. So the Gemara has a din at the end of the first perek. If you have thread or string that's gedul karka tolush. So the Gemara says the string is not kosher for schach. So why is the string not kosher for schach? So there's a machlokes harishon. So the Rambam says it has all the three qualifications. It's gedulei karka, tolush, ein mekabel tuma, but it's nishtana. It doesn't, when you look at the string, the hemp grows on a bush. The heavy cord that they tie up parcel post packages that hurts your fingers when you rub it. So that's gedulei karka, that grows from the ground. A lot of times the stuff that they use is wool. So wool is not gedulei karka, string. But if it's hemp, then it grows from a bush, but it's nishtana. When you look at it, it doesn't look the same as it looked when it was growing from the bush. And the Rambam learns that's the psul in the Gemara. That even though it's gedulei karka, since it's nishtana, so it doesn't look like it's gedulei karka. So it's pasul mid rabbanim. That's how the Rambam learns. Pasul rabbanim. Rashi and Tosfos have a different pshat on that Gemara. That the reason why it's possible, I forgot where it is. The reason why it's possible is because it's mekabel tumas negoyim, mekabel tumas negoyim, mekabel tumas negoyim. So Pnei Yeshua has the taina. That's not called kabbalas tuma. Kabbalas tuma. If an adam tummy touches something, tumas negoyim is like a tuma. It develops a tuma. That's not called davar hamekabel tuma. So that's probably why the Rambam does not understand the Gemara like Rashi and Tosfos. That's not called Dovah HaMakabel Tumah. But Yeshu has a Taina. You can make a girl of a Doifik from anything. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that not only is the Meis Matamei Ba'oihel, even the girl of a Doifik also. Whatever girl of a Doifik means, let's say, Rashi says the casket, the Orem with the lid. Tosfos says the Matzevim. So you can make a girl of a Doifik from any material, any synthetic material. So anything under the sun can be Makabel Tumah. Schach, whatever you use for schach, you could have used it as a girl of a Doifik. So it may show a tinus. If that's called Dabah HaMakabel Tumah because it can develop Tumas Tsaras Begodim, so anything and everything can be used for girl of a Doifik. So that's not called Dabah HaMakabel. Dabah HaMakabel Tumah means if I'll touch it, I'm Tommy. If I'll touch it, it'll be Makabel Tumah. Girl of a Doifik means it became part of a kever. I made it part of a kever. So it is Tommy. It's not that it's Makabel Tumah from the mace. It is. Girl of a Doifik is Tommy. So that's perhaps why the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi and Tosfos. And Shulchan Aruch, the Shaar HaTshuvah, next to the Behetiv, discusses an issue that comes up every so often. What if a person has wooden schach and he paints it with shellac, or he paints it with paint in order to protect it from getting ruined by the rain? Is that called nishtana? Because in Bava Kamma, if you have a goes leitzim, if you steal something and you paint it a different color, so that's called shinui. And the gazlan will be kind of a shinui. And he's only chayv to pay money. He's not b'chuyi b'heishu v'sagzela shagazl. It's not kain shagazl anymore. So maybe over here also, if you're going to have gidule karka, tola shenim akabal tumba, if you paint it, so it's a different color, it's nishtana, so maybe according to the Rambam, that too will be possible. So you got to be careful about that. We have the din of Lavud. Lavud is halacha l'moshe m'sina. The farnas have to be within three tefachim to the ground. The farnas have to be within three tefachim to each other, within three tefachim to the schach, and so on. Lavud. So Lavud applies to the schach also. If you have the schach, always has holes. Schach always has holes. The Gemara says, "Ovad shteim schach as kihol chasa." And Chesam Ebei, the Gemara has a brisa. It says, "Watch a teimus ruchachas kilchosa." So the Rishonim say, "What does that mean? What's the connotation?" So they say, "Musuchachas kilchosa" means if you have too much schach and the rain can't come in at all, then the whole sukkah is possible. That's what some Rishonim say. Because the Mishnah says later in sukkah that in Eretz Yisrael this is the dry season. So if it rains on sukkah, it's a siman ra. So siman the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want to accept our mitzvah b'shiva b'sukkah. In America, it always rains on Sukkot, so there's not a Simen Ra. But the Mishnahs were written in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Mefarshim say. So if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bad Simen. So why is it a bad Simen? You could have put so much Schach that the rain will not get into the Sukkot. So the Rishonim say, you see from the Mishnah that if you put so much Schach that it doesn't rain in, so the whole Sukkot is puffed. So you always have to have love. The Mishnah says L'chatchili should be able to see the stars, but for the Eved, even if Gokhovim are not near him, is also good. But the Mishnah never says if there's so much schach that it doesn't even rain in. That's what the Rishonim says. If you have put so much schach it doesn't even rain in, the whole sukkah is possible. You've got to be careful not to put too much schach. So you always have lovet. You always have tiny holes in the top. So the Gemara has a lashon. If you have mashu al pnei kula, if you have lovet al pnei kula, so it parcels the whole sukkah. Wait a minute, fossil of the whole sukkah. You have to have, a lot of people put bamboos. So you put bamboo, the whole length of the sukkah, and all the bamboo goes in one direction, so you're probably going to have a mashu al pnei kula. You're going to have a crack of empty space al pnei kula sukkah. So the din is ein yishenim tachta. So you can't sit under that. So you always have to be careful. That's what David Feinstein pointed out many years ago. Those people who use bamboo and it's all in the same direction have to take at least one piece of bamboo, put it the opposite direction. So you shouldn't have a mashu al pnei kula. Because the Gemara says if you have a, even though lovet is good, but ein yishenim tachtav if it's lovet al pnei kula. So you got to be careful about that. Mamid is always the big issue in every sukkah, yeah.
So those mats that are made of, now they use the mats that are made of, but there's the string that ties in between, so would that be considered, is that
yeah. So that already makes it, there's no longer love at all, Pnei Kula, yeah. So your problem is solved, right. There's a Mishnah in the second Perek that, Mishnah quotes Machlokes Abiyud and Chachamim.
The string would count because, according to what Rabbi said, but the Rambam and the Tosfos are going.
Even if it's Chach Pasul, even if it's Chach Pasul, but still, if it's not Al Pnei Kulo, so it's not Lobed Al Pnei Kulo, so it's good. That solves your problem. You can even put a Chach Pasul the other direction. Yeah.
Just back on the last thing we said about the mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucho. We say by Kedushin, I don't want to read the Rambam, that's Kedushin of Mishlucho. We say by Kedushin, beginning of second parak, that mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucho by Kedushin,
right.
Not accomplished the mitzvah according to my Hechshem mitzvah for the Rambam.
Probably that, also because the Hechshem mitzvah costs about 30 cents.
Yes, that's what I had at the beginning, maybe.
Probably. According to those who say the Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah to get married and one mitzvah to have children. So according to the Tosfos, according to the Rosh, that there is no such mitzvah to get married. It's only Hechshem mitzvah. So why does the Gemara apply mitzvah bo yesem u'mshlucha to getting married? So I don't remember. Maybe the Netziv says that even. I don't remember if he points that out. I don't think so. That should be the answer. According to the other Rishonim, the reason why it applies because it's Hechshem mitzvah, kosem atar. Says
the Gemara says also on a woman, no?
Okay. Mamed is always a big issue. Most of the sukkahs have an issue of Mamed. The Mishnah in the second parak has a machlek of Yudan HaChachamim. What if you have Kalim that serve as the walls of the sukkah, and the walls are supporting the Schach on top? So the machlokes are Yehuda and Rabbanan. Yehuda holds that it's pasul, and Rabbanan holds that it's kosher. So what's the reason for the Rabbi Yehuda? So whatever the explanation is, whenever you have a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan, with your eyes closed, you should say Yochin v'Rab Malach and Krab. The din should be like the Rabbanan, that it should be kosher. Whatever the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, or it ought to be kosher. So most of the Rishonim paskin like the Chacham. So Gemara discusses my time in Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the sukkah is no good because it's being supported? You have the beds. You have the headboards of the beds. You have four beds arranged in such a way that the headboards are serving as the defanus for the sukkah, and the schach is being supported on top of the three of the four headboards. Rabbi Yehuda says no good. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah has to be diras keva. And if it's diras aroi, it's no good. There's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim in akotza lakotza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah has to be diras keva. Rabbanim holds that a sukkah has to be diras aroi. That's what Dorach Laner points out on the first half in sukkah. 98% of all the sukkahs in the world are kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, because we declare it as a diras keva. According to Rabbanim, because we declare the sukkah as a diras aroi. 1% of the sukkahs are absolutely diras keva. So we would paskin that as possible. And 1% of the sukkahs in the world are absolutely diras aroi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll possible it. But 98% of all the sukkahs in the world are kosher, because Rabbi Yehuda declares them as diras keva, and that's why they're kosher, and Rabbanan declare them as diras aroi, and that's why it's kosher. So strange, that's Arch Laner, and the first daf points that out. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah has to be diras keva. So asam sukkahs of a kari amito, if the headboards of the bed are supporting the schach, so it's a diras aroi. It's being held up by Caleb. It's diras aroi is not mechubel karka. That's why it's no good. So if that's the reason, for sure we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. On the first daf, we don't paskin diras aroi. We paskin. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be a diras keva. We paskin diras aroi. Then the Gemara gives another reason. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only has nothing to do with the other Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's a different reason because of Mamid. What's the story with Mamid? The bed itself is a Dov HaMakabal Tumah. So Dov HaMakabal Tumah is not acceptable for Schach. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Iran. What's wrong with Mamid? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's wrong with Mamid? So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Iran that Mamid is only a Gzeirah de Rabbanan. If you allow people to use the headboard to support the schach, next thing you know is that people will use the headboard for the sukkah itself. So it's a gzeirah of the rabbanan. Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. Yosef Engel points that Rashi seems to hold that Mamed is no good as a din min haTorah. It's not a gzeirah of the rabbanan. Mamed is not acceptable as a din min haTorah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Ran that it's a gzeirah of the rabbanan. The Ran says, in order to answer Akasha, how come, let's say, I live in Manhattan, so a lot of times you have buildings that are arranged in such a way that in the alleyway, in the backyard of the building, you have the brick walls of three buildings serve as the three tfanas of the sukkah, and you just need schach to be held up. And you use all the three. The schach is supported by the bricks and the walls. So the Rad asked the Kasha, how can you have this chas supported by the bricks on the walls? It's a possible l'sachich, but because the bricks is not gidulei karka, it's karka itself. It doesn't grow from the ground. The bricks are earth. They're made from sand. So the bricks are possible l'sachich, but possible menator l'sachich, but so I can use the bricks to support the schach. So the Rad answers, everybody knows you can't use bricks for schach. The whole reason for Ma'amid is Exera, Shemi Sachich, but bricks, everybody knows that's the base of Shulchan Shana Kulo. Of course it's no good. So there's no Xera the Rabbanon over there. So the Ramah quotes that. That's what we assume. We don't follow that Rashi. The Rashi says that Ma'amid is no good because it stands for Rashi, it's a psul deraisa. Ma'amid is no good minatur. That's why there's a big machlekes in Achrayim. There's a steer in the Mishnah Brewer that the Chazon Ish points out. Just two pages apart from each other. What's the din? If Ma'amid b'schach pasal is on Exera de Rabbanon, what if you Ma'amid b'schach pasal de Rabbanon? That's it. According to the Ramam, you have these, let's say, you have the Tfanis, but the thing that supports the schach is not the Tfanis, it's rather heavy ropes. You have ropes that are tied from one wall to the other. Let's say the Tfanis are very low. The Tfanis are 10 Tfachim tall. That's all you need. And the schach is above 6 feet tall, above 7 feet tall. And the walls don't go up so high, so the walls are not going to support the schach. And you say, good asik mechitzte. If the tfanis are directly below the schach, so it's good, doesn't have to be within 3 tfachim. So it's good. So what's going to support the schach? So let's say you have heavy ropes that are tied on. So if the heavy ropes are made from metal, are made from plastic, that's not gidulei karka, so then it's possible sachach boy. So then you have the issue of mamid. Are you allowed to use a schach posel to be mamid? But let's say the ropes are gidulei karka, but it's nishtana. So the whole psul is only with the rabbanon. That's the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara by the string that it's nishtana. So that's machloikes in achrayim. Whether is that called a gzeira l'gzeira? The old din of mamid is only a gzeira. And here it's exactly l'gzeira. Even if you would use this schach pasul, it's only schach pasul with the rabban. So that's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Chacham Avadya is Mekel. He says he looked in the Rishonim, and the only Rishon it talks about is the Ritva. The Ritva says lahakel, but I'm a Rami. The Ritva, the whole Mamet story is a chumer, because the whole Rov HaRishonim say whatever Rav Yudah says we shouldn't pass on like him anyway, because Yachad v'Rabim Aloha k'Rabim. So we really shouldn't accept Rav Yudah's shita. So if it's Rabbi Yudah Lishita, so that he holds that you need dafke diras keva, so for sure we don't pass like that. The whole maduber is if you hold the other pshat in Rabbi Yudah, it's because of mamid, so maybe there's room to pass like Rabbi Yudah. Why? Why should you pass like Rabbi Yudah? Rav Hashanim say yochid v'rab malachik ram. So there's one, there's a minority opinion in Shulchan Aruch that we choshish for the chatchila that you don't use mamid. So the whole mamid is only a chumra in the first place. So that's what Chacham Avadya says. It's a steer in the Mishnah Brura, and the only Mishnah it talks about is the Ritva. So he said there's room to be made all over here. Truth of the matter is that it's very difficult to say that that's a gzera l'gzera. Gzera l'gzera means something else. Gzera l'gzera means if the second gzera is made because the Rabbanim are afraid that people are going to violate the first gzera. This is called the trade of Rabbanim. It's not called the gzera l'gzera. In Shulchan Aruch they have, let's say, chicken and milk is only basa b'chol of the Rabbanim. And if it wasn't cooked together, you just have a sandwich of cheese and meat. That's only the rabban. So you're allowed to have a sandwich of cheese and chicken? You're going to say it's a gzeir l'gzeir. That's not a gzeir l'gzeir. Why not? So the answer is that's a trade the rabban. That's not a gzeir l'gzeir. They made one gzeir that chicken or to flesh, and then they made a gzeir not to have meat and milk together or to nisbash lo biyachad. Neither gzeir was instituted to prevent people from violating an Issa Derabbanan. Each one was instituted to prevent people from violating an Issa Deraisa. It happens here that the two combine together. There's a difficult Taz and Simit Tzadik, the end of Simit Tzadik, there. The Taz says that such a case is mutter. The chicken with the chicken sandwich with the milk. The Taz says something like that. That's why he wouldn't say. He says something along those lines. So the Shach says against enough in the Gemara. The Farish in the Gemara answer. The answer is, all the Achrenim say, the answer is, that's not a Gzeir with a Gzeir. That's a trade Derabbanan. Tehid Rabbanah is more kal than a Chad Rabbanah, but it's still not a Gzeir L'Gzeir. So the Pashto says, truth of the matter should not be a Gzeir L'Gzeir. But the Mishnah Berurah in two different places, both in Hilchos Sukkah, just 2-3 pages apart, has a stira. One place he says Lahaka, one place Lahachma. So Chacham Avadya says, Genuk, it's enough. The whole Chumrah of Mamid is the whole thing is a chumra to begin with. You're not mechuyev to be makma so much. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a kula from the Magen Avraham that the chumra of mamid only applies if you actually mamid mischach pasul. If it's a mamid the mamid, then it's not a problem. So what's called a mamid the mamid? So usually you assume like this. Let's say you have a metal frame. You have pipes, a metal frame that holds the schach up. So metal is karka. It's not gedula karka. So it's posel min hatorah for schach. So what people do is, what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham is, you put, let's say you have the metal frame on top, rectangular shape, so you put four bars of wood on the four sides, and then you put the schach on top of that. So the Magen Avraham says that that's called a mamid de mamid. The schach is held up by the four pieces of metal, four pieces of wood. Four pieces of wood are held up by the metal frame, so that's mamid de mamid. So mamid de mamid, then whatever goes. So the Chazon Ish makes fun of the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish, it's very clever. When he wants to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, so he makes it as if the Mishnah Berurah invented a chumra in 1900, in the late 1800s. Mishnah Berurah quotes this from a lot of times. Mishnah Berurah quotes things from Rishonim. So whenever the Chazon Ish wants to disagree, he said Mishnah Berurah made it. So he disagrees with Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah didn't invent this kula. It's a kula from Magen Avraham, from earlier generations. So he says that it's wrong. Chazon Ish said that's not mamid the mamid. He says just because the schach, let's say, is mats, use these mats bamboo, and the four beams of wood are supporting the mats, and the four metal poles are supporting the four beams of wood, which is supporting. He said, but the mats with the four pieces of wood, it's all schach. Let's say you have a metal frame and you have a lot of schach, a foot thick of schach. So why don't you say it's mamid the mamid? The top 6 inches are schach and the bottom 6 inches are mamid the schach. So it's mamid the mamid. So you don't say it's mamid the mamid. You don't divide the schach in half. All the schach is being supported by the metal frame. So here also, all the bamboo with the four poles of wood, the whole thing is all schach, and the whole schach is being supported by the metal beams. So the Chazon Ish says, Mikra din, there's no din of mamid. The whole thing is a chumra. But if you want to be machmir, you're not being yetzer the chumra by putting the four beams of wood. You accomplish nothing by that. So b'dievad, it's kosher. But he says, l'chatchila, you're not satisfying that chumra. So that's always an asik every year. People have, a lot of people follow the Magen Avraham quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that they consider that mamid mamid, and the Chazon Ish wouldn't passel the sukkah. He says the whole mamid is only lachumr lachatchil. He says you're not yotze the lachatchil like that, but the b'yevet for sure it's acceptable. A lot of people have these metal frames and then they have a canvas tied onto the metal frames. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't use walls of cloth because the yimein are tied down well on the bottom, and if it's ain lichal lamed b'fnei roch metzuya, so it's not a good sukkah. So many taina the chumra of the Shulchan Aruch, but he quoted from the earlier generation, that's only if you're making a makeshift sukkah like that on your own, you're tying down cloth. But over here, the company manufactures it like this with the metal frames, and they tell you tie this over here, tie this over there. So some argue that the gzeira of the mechaber doesn't apply in this case. Okay, could be. That's a shayla. Mechaber's coding a gzeira that they made. A gzeira made by the rishonim, not to use it. So that's a question. But the shayla is: let's say you have, the sukkah is tied down like that. You violated the gzeira. You hold the gzeira. Doesn't apply here. So let's say you have a sukkah, and it's clear that the wind blows, so the sukkah is shaking a little bit. Is that called Eini Chol Lamed Bifnei Ruach Metzuyim? What's taka the definition? So the Chazon Ish is a big maker over here. Chazon Ish writes, Mistim of Dibri HaPoskim Mashmah, Beferish against all the Poskim, but he writes, Mistim of Dibri HaPoskim Mashmah, that's how he always writes, Mistim of Dibri HaPoskim, and he gets away with it. He says, Mistim of Dibri HaPoskim Mashmah, that's Eini Chol Lamed Bifnei Ruach Metzuyim means if the wind is going to huff and puff and blow away the fanos, let's say it's very negeah in the army camps in Eretz Yisrael. The army goes somewhere late on Friday afternoon, they don't have time to go make an Erev around the whole area, so they have to have an Erev, they have to carry in the middle of Shabbos. So they have gigantic nets that they use to trap the human beings. So they take the net and they go around all the trees, around and around and around, around the whole area. And the net is so tall, so if the wind blows, so it'll blow it this way, keep on blowing and blowing. As much as it's going to blow, it's going to be 10 tefachim tall, it's going to be touching the ground. Instead of being straight, it'll be like this, it'll be like this, it'll be like that. It'll just keep on blowing, but it's still going to be 10 tefachim tall, and it's going to be touching the ground, and it's going to be on top. So the Chazon Ish says, that's Yechol Olam B'fnei Ruach Mitzuyah. Ein Yechol Olam B'fnei Ruach Mitzuyah means the wind is going to blow, that it's going to cancel the status of Mechitza. But here the wind can blow all at once. It's still going to have the shear of a Mechitza. So he says, by the Sukkah also, the wind can blow all at once, the fans can shake back and forth, but it still has the shear daifin. It's 10 tefachim tall, the bottom is within, it's touching the ground within 3 tefachim to the ground, the top is 10 tefachim tall. So the Chazon Ish holds that there's nothing wrong. And he writes, Mistim is Dibra Poskim Mashma. That's what he says. And all the Poskim write the Feirish, not some. All right, if the wind blows and shakes it back and forth, that's not acceptable for the fans, even though it doesn't really cancel the status of a daifin, even though it's 10 tefachim tall and so on. So that's always an issue. Sometimes how much does it have to blow? Sometimes the building that you live in, sometimes the walls shake also. If you live in a wooden house, if you live in a wooden hut, so sometimes if the wind blows hard enough, so the walls are going to shake a little bit. So Ruach Metzuyah. So that's the shaila. How much does it have to blow that it should be considered, according to those who hold not like the Chazon Ish, that it should be considered Ein Yechalam B'fnei Ruach Metzuyah? So some say, does it blow it 3 tefachim away from where it should have been? That's not really a din of lavud. Lavud means if two things are there within 3 tefachim to each other. He would say, if the wall is blowing within 3 tefachim where it was supposed to have been. So sometimes you have a din like that in Shulchan Aruch, within 3 tefachim from where it should have been. Others say, if it blows 1 tefach away, that's a shot. According to the Chazon Ish, the whole thing is not a problem at all. Rabbi Kivegir in Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion from the Ran that you don't say this against the Shulchan Aruch. He says the Shulchan Aruch does not adopt this Chumrah. He quotes that there is an opinion in the Ran that you don't apply Trei Hilchas Behadi Hadadi. It means like this. Let's say if I have a sukkah like this, and here I have this is the roof of the sukkah, here I have a lot of schach posel. The first 10 tefachim is schach posel, and the rest of the sukkah, I want to sit in the rest of the sukkah. But the schach has to be within 3 tefachim to the tefanas. The doifen is here, and the schach kosher is over here. So if it will be avir, if it will be empty space, and it's 10 tefachim apart, so it's more than lover to have the schach to be within 3 tefachim of the tefanas. But it's not empty avir, it's not avir. It's schach posel the first 10 tefachim in. So up until Dalaramas, the Gemara says, you say, halach l'moshe m'sini, say, doifen akum. So the shaila is, what happens if the tefanas over here don't even reach the schach posel? The first 10 tefachim from the edge is schach posel, and the tefanas don't even reach it, so you have to say good asik mechitzto in order to make the schach posel, the first 10 tefachim, into a doifen akum. So the Ran quotes an opinion that you don't say trei hilchus behadi hadod. And the Shulchan Aruch says not so, that we're mekel on that. But the shaila is, there's a hotel here in Yerushalayim, I remember, I visited that hotel twice. I could have sworn that the sukkah is posel. They have, that I remember I was once in Eretz Yisrael on sukkahs, and I asked Rabbi Simcha Cook, when they give a hechshir on the hotel, does it mean that the sukkah is kosher? So he says, the question is whether the food is kosher. Don't discuss whether the sukkah is kosher. He says, we're not so sure that the food is kosher. You have a hechshir on a hotel. Yeah. So the question was, they have this, the hotel is built up in a circle, and then they have a chotzer in the middle. Then they have schach posel all over the whole circle inside the schach posel. And then they have schach kosher in the middle. The schach posel is, most of the time, is less than dalaramas. Once in a while, it's more than dalaramas. So you'll discount the doifen over there. So that wouldn't serve as such a problem. Most of the time, the schach posel is protruding in less than dalaramas. But the problem is, the schach kosher doesn't pick up where the schach posel ends. They have big boulders, they have big cement fixtures there, and the cement sticks in. And then they have schach kosher lower down. They don't need it so high. So the schach kosher is 7 feet above the ground. So whoever is 6.5 feet tall is not going to bump his head into the schach. But the schach puzzle is higher up. So how is that ever good if you have schach on two different levels? So the Mishnah says sukkah hamaduv leles is kosher because you say chavad rami. Chavad rami is a din by tumas mace and it's a din by the sukkah. The Gemara says it applies to both. So chavad rami is a din if you have schach kosher. So I say even though it's on two different levels, if it's within lavud, it's not. You don't need chavad rami. It's more than lavud. I have schach kosher over here. And schach kosher over here, it's more than 50 tefachim, it's 4 tefachim away. So you can't say lavud, so that's the din chavad rami. If you have, how much do you need chavad rami? Tefach ha-tefach, I think. If you have a tefach ha-tefach, then you say chavad rami. Yeah, I can understand that. If this is schach and that's schach, or by tumas ha-holam like that, this is an oil, this is an oil. So even though there's no connection, I say chavad rami is considered one big oil. But over here, this is considered doifen akuma, this is a doifen. And that's schach. So you say chavad rami from a doifen to the schach. That's not even an issue of trei hilchasa. Rabbi Kevega points out that Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the chumra of trei hilchasa b'hadi hadodi. But this is a different thing. Chavad rami is if you have oihel and oihel, you have schach and schach, then you say chavad rami. If the one on top is a tefach al tefach, so you consider it as if it stretches out. But here it's not. You're talking the top thing. If it leans over up until less than dalanam, doesn't go more than dalanam. So you say it's a doifen akum. It's a doifen, and this is a oihel. So who says it? You say chavad rami from a doifen to an oihel. I don't think it says it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that that's acceptable to say on your own. It's a big chiddush that you have a right to apply chavad rami here. No yisuk is always a problem. The Gemara has machlokes, and we pass that no yisuk have to be within 4 tefachim to the schach. I don't know. It never says beferish whether the bottom of the no yisuk or the top of the no yisuk. I thought it meant the bottom of the no yisuk have to be within dalat tefachim. But even if you hold the top, there were sukkahs in New York. I remember I once visited the bottom of the sukkah. The whole sukkah, gigantic sukkah, the entire sukkah. There isn't one inch that doesn't have no yisukah, and all the no yisukah begins more than dalat tefachim below the schach. Not a pilpul whether you go both to the top or the bottom. The top of the no yisukah begins lower than dalat tefachim from the schach. The whole sukkah can't be yotzeh. The whole sukkah from one end to the other, it's impossible to be yotzeh the mitzvah sukkah. It's against the din. You're not allowed to have like that.
Our tinsel is considered no yisukah also. The aluminum, the little, that's also considered no sukkah because you wouldn't have that in your house. That's not considered.
Whatever's not acceptable for a schach, whatever's possible for a schach,
so anything that.
Yeah, it's bottle agav, it's a chiddush, it's bottle agav the schach. If it's within dalat tefachim, so it's the same makom, so then it's bottle agav the schach, if it's no sukkah. But if it's more than dalat tefachim away, even though it's no yisukah, it's possible. If it's not kosher, it's not.
No, I'm asking that. This tinsel, normally we say if it's vital to the schach. No, you have all these paper mache and.
Yeah.
So if it's considered no yisukah, it's going to be vital to the schach. But I'm saying since it's not something that I would hang up in my house, is that really considered no yisukah to be vital to the schach?
I mean, even if it's within dalat tefachim, it should be possible. Ooh. I don't know. That's whatever the minhag hamakom is that people consider that no yisukah. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Gemara talks so much about no yisukah. It looks like in addition to the general din of zekel ve'avei hisnoi lefanim mitzvahs, no ye mitzvah sounds like by sukkah it's an additional din of teishuva kein taduru. Just like people in their home, they hang up paintings and they hang up curtains and they beautify their home. So no yisukah is an added hiddur. Over and above the general din and kol ha-tarkula of noyei mitzvah, it seems like it's an added hiddur teishu kein tadur. I don't know, you say the people don't hang it up in their homes. They wouldn't hang him in their homes. I don't know, but since the meaning is he put in the sukkahs, I guess it's no yisukah.
Temporary, not temporary.
Yeah. I guess so. Okay, these are some of the more common issues in Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, good. Thank you for listening.